USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump taking heat from some of his critics about pardons he's granting. Conservative author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, one of those being pardoned after he pled guilty to violations of campaign finance law in 2014. D'Souza says this morning,
"Here's the important thing, and that is that justice is not simply a matter of, hey, did you break the law? It's also a matter of, was the penalty proportioned to the crime? And did other people who do the same thing get the same penalty?"
He spoke on Fox and Friends a short time ago. The president's also considering a pardon for Martha Stewart and commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. A top North Korean official is scheduled to deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump at the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, put the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Earlier this morning, the government released a better-than-expected jobs report for May. The economy added 223,000 jobs last month, and that's well above the 188,000 economists were forecasting. Unemployment, which was predicted to hold at 3.9%, actually went down further to 3.8%.
There is no Republican Party. There's a Trump party.
Strong words about the GOP from a former Republican congressman. Ex-House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio saying the Republican Party he always knew seems to be gone now.
The Republican Party has got to take a nap somewhere.
Boehner was speaking outside Detroit at a business summit last evening. In Hickman County, Tennessee, police say a man suspected of shooting and killing a Dixon County sheriff's deputy earlier this week has been arrested. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least two sponsors pulling their ads now from Samantha Bee's TV show after the comedian called Ivanka Trump a vulgar name on the air the other night. Auto Trader releasing a statement saying it's suspending its sponsorship of Full Frontal because of what it calls Bee's offensive, unacceptable comments. State Farm Insurance also suspending its advertising, saying it's reviewing any future sponsorship of that program. Bee has apologized. She says she crossed a line and deeply regrets it. TBS releasing a statement saying Bee's comments should never have aired. Meanwhile, President Trump is tweeting that things seem to be acting like a double standard when it comes to what some people can say about some people, while others can talk about he and his family and not be severely disciplined. People who don't evacuate ahead of the lava flows from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano are going to find themselves under arrest. Authorities on the Big Island issuing a mandatory evacuation order a few hours ago for a subdivision in the path of what officials call a vigorous lava eruption. People in that area planning to stay at least until noon, when after which they'll have to get out or again face arrest. The Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency says emergency responders have no plans to rescue anyone who stays beyond that noon deadline. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.